Well, I want to talk about faith today. Welcome back to the God School. In the midst of this pandemic, what seems to be missing from the national discourse is faith. We need more ventilators. We need more masks. We need more PPEs. We need more this, we need more that, we need more, and we, through natural means, can defeat this deadly enemy. Oh, that's rousing, and I don't deny the use of many of these things that are being described. But what I'm not hearing is faith. I want to talk about faith today. The 11th chapter of Hebrews opens and it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, this is not a definition of faith. It is a description of faith. I've been in the way, that is, in Jesus, who said, "I am the way," for decades now. And in my position, I've had the opportunity to speak to hundreds and thousands of individuals who come and visit the Bible Museum. And when the opportunity presents itself and I get to ask the question, what is faith? You know, predominantly the answer is, well, belief in God. Let's talk about biblical faith. I've been talking about it here at the God School for 13 years. In the Greek, which is the language in which the New Testament was originally presented, the word being translated into English, faith and or belief or believe or believing, the Greek word, the verb speaks of an action. The word is pisteos. And even in the land of Greece today, if one were to go and ask the native Greek-speaking people the meaning of the word pisteos, outside of the Bible, they would give you the definition. It is an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. Dominating the language of his day Jesus Christ reached into that language and pulled that word out, pisteos, and made it his. Now, in everyday life, it is obvious that we cannot live without faith. I often use the example, you're driving down the road and you come to an arterial and there's a green light and you go right through it. You go through with the expectation that the people encountering the red light are going to stop. And folks, I want to tell you something, that's faith. But it's not the faith that Jesus made his own. The faith that the Bible speaks of is an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence in what God has said. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of a man that he should repent. As he said, and so shall he do. As he has spoken, so shall it be. To simplify, faith, the kind that gives pleasure to God, is grabbing hold of his promises. Now, faith is a substance. The Greek word is hypostasis. And you can encounter that word in historical documents. For instance, one woman who had been away and came home to find her land occupied by another, appeals to a judge and says, here's my hypostasis, title deed. Not in possession, but she was in possession of that which entitled her to her land. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Where and what and in who do we hope? Where does hope come from? The hope of God's people is in those promises, whether they be seen or not, whether they be existentially possessed or not. It's hope. The evidence of things not seen, the substantiation. We're either going to see the object of our faith fulfilled down here, or we will see it in eternity with God. I'm talking to people God has called, whether they are in realization of it at this moment, or whether it's coming to them. Oh, that God give all the listeners ears to hear. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. It says in the third verse, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. My pastor for decades was Gene Scott. He gave one translation. I like it. It says, he translates it this way, by the means of faith, we understand that God formed these worlds not from anything that exists, but from not a thing. He spoke, and everything was. Let me repeat that. By the means of faith, we understand that God formed these worlds not from things that exist, but from not a thing. He spoke his word, and everything was. You know what that means? It means that God's word is more substantial than anything that we see, because whatever we see was formed from nothing but God speaking. God formed these worlds by faith. This 11th chapter of Hebrews is the only chapter in the Bible where God extols men and women. And the sixth verse of this chapter says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must faith that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ventilators are good, and PPEs are good, and hospital beds are good. I'm not saying they're not. But what's even greater is the promises of God. And this Bible says to every man, a measure of faith is given. God is looking for those who will use that measure in their relationship with God, who will hold his word more substantial than what they see. I didn't say faith is easy. 70 years tells me it ain't easy. But as opposed to performing up to the law, which God says, none can do. Faith, even that little measure of faith, is possible. And while this alien disease is attacking the people of the world, man is using every means they have to fight it. I'm just not hearing the promises of God employed. You know, that number being bantied around without understanding, that number 666, oh, the mark of the beast, blah, 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 blah. In biblical numerology, the number 6 represents man, and the number 3 represents manifestation. And when these numbers are put together in 666, it means humanism manifested. We can do it ourselves. Who needs God? Well, I for one do, and I know most of the listeners of this ministry have that understanding also. We need God and His promises. I want to, if we go on in God, it lists, by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Jacob, by faith David, by faith this, by faith that, by faith this. When we get to the 32nd verse, and it says, "And what shall I more say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, of Samuel, and of the prophets." It says here, of Gideon. I'm trying to keep this message short. I want to let you know that, one of the followers of the God School has put some of this teaching from the God School on shortwave radio. I wish I had the information. It's Red Lion out of someplace in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry for my ignorance, but I'm trying to keep it short is the point. So there's the story of Gideon. And, he was a favorite character of Gene Scott's. Gene Scott spent hours upon hours teaching about Gideon. And I wish you would expose yourself to all of Gideon's story, which begins in the 6th chapter of the book of Judges. But it tells a story of doubt, his language of doubt, is found in the 13th and 14th and 15th verses and 16th verses of the 6th chapter of Judges. It's a story where Midian had come down and overtaken Israel. And they had been under the thumb of these oppressors for over 7 years. And finally, inspired by God, Gideon raises up, and he raises up an army. 250 million or 250,000 Midianites, and Gideon raises an army of 30,000 Israelites. It was a horrible siege, and Gideon raised up 30,000 ventilators, and they were ready to fight. And in the second chapter, or the second verse of the seventh chapter, it says, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me." The word vaunt, it means to boast or embellish. Also, to explain oneself. I don't doubt that this country is the greatest country and can do and can do and has done more than any country in the history of the world for the world. And I appreciate the can-do spirit, but God said 30,000 against 250, against 250,000, too many. And as the story goes on, God whittles it down to 10,000. And God says, still too many. And he winds up with 300. And God says in the seventh verse of the seventh chapter of the book of Judges, by the 300 men that lapped, that is, who were at the river, but rather than, you know, diving in and drenching themselves, they looked with caution, were aware of the situation. God was looking for those kinds of people. He says, by the 300 men that lapped will I save and deliver the Midianites into your hand. He says, let all the others go unto their own place. Gene made a statement in this teaching on Gideon, and he says, doubt sees the obstacles. Faith sees the way. Doubt sees the dark night. Faith sees the day. Doubt ceases to take the step of faith. Doubt ceases to take the step. Faith leaps on high. Doubt says, who believes? Faith says, I. I have every confidence that this alien enemy will be defeated. But my confidence is rooted and grounded in the word that is the promises of God Now, you may not be fretting today over the coronavirus. I'm aware of it. I wouldn't call my attitude toward it fretting. But in this, which we call the Bible, wherein God is revealing himself to his people, there are over 8,000 promises, any one of which, if we would grab hold of it with the attitude, God said it, therefore it's more real than anything that we see. God calls that faith. And God does respond. Whether we see its manifestation here and now or in eternity, God does respond to faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm going back to a verse that we went to last week. That is in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. It says, if my people, that you would walk in the light of the knowledge of what God calls you, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, not vaunt. God knows us. He knew maybe those 30,000 Israelites could whip those 250,000 Midianites. But he also knew us and said, and might say, we did it ourselves. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Pray. The word is or contains the idea of praise. The word contains the idea of boasting. Not of ourselves, but of God and who he is and what he is to us. He's our healer. He's our righteousness. He is our peace. He is present with us. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, the word in the Hebrew for turn is shub. And oftentimes the word is translated repent. And it's such a misunderstood word in the New Testament when it's used. The word in the Greek is metanoia. Noia is mind. And meta means afterward or new. If you've been seeking God's face, in humble adoration, continue. If not with a new mind, Seek God's face with humility, asking that he might stay this alien invasion. You know, the 13th verse says, if I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, some people are going through that today, or if I send pestilence among the people, that's what's going on here. So now what's God's response? If my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and repent, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. That's the first thing God wants you to know. In Jesus Christ, who took upon himself the sin of the whole world, that is the past, the present, and those which are to come, he took upon himself our sins and carried them away. And I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I want to continue on. In that 11th chapter of Hebrews, it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned the flight of the armies of the aliens. This virus is alien to us, but by faith, these armies of aliens can be turned and removed from us. Faith. Jesus said, when I return, am I going to find tens of thousands of ventilators, millions of masks, this, that, the other thing, tens of thousands of hospital rooms? He did not. He said, when I return, will I find faith? A time as this is a call for faith. A time for this, time like this, is to grab hold of the promises of God. That he might then hear from heaven and will forgive our sins, and will heal our land. And that's the God School for today.